In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣的圣名开始正道。
Now I'd like to continue to talk about the book of Ruth.
我想跟大家分享，继续讨论，路加福音，对不起，路德记。
Which is the second hour for the under the topic is the from Mara to Naomi.
也就是第二次来跟大家分享从苦到甜。
Actually, Mara to Naomi is entire Bible history.
其实，这个从苦到甜是所有的整个历史。
When God created a man, with everything provided by God.
当神创造万物为了人类，一切都是由他的手所造。
The Garden of Eden is an idealistic place for the Adam and Eve. They live there forever.And enjoy and joyfully with God.
伊甸园是一个一个非常理想的地方，是让人类可以跟神在一起，在里面享乐。
They based upon their task to manage the Garden of Eden.
那这也是让人类可以来管理伊甸园。
They can see God face to face in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面，他们可以以神面对面的见面。
But they they own the flesh curiosity bring them they forsake and God's protections and blessing.
因为他们的好奇心从私欲里所出，让使他们离开了神的保护。
And Satan trying to stirring up Adam and Eve to let them their wise trying to they're stirring up their wise than God.
那撒旦他就想要用方式来让人和神有分离。
And so let them taste of the word outside of the Garden of Eden.
让他们尝到。伊甸园以外的地方的世界。
The one they were cast out of the Garden of Eden, they're under the great curse and also suffering of their life.
当亚当夏娃被赶出伊甸园的时候，他们就开始尝到苦了。
The all the earth is cursed by their mistake.
当时整个世界就已经被诅咒了，就是因为了他们的问题。
So man's life under the great suffering and a bitter life.
所以他们就必须要经过一些很苦，还有一些承受一些难处在心里。
So once you look at the entire Bible, this is the story of Mara to Naomi.
如果我们要是看整本圣经的话。都是从苦到甜。
And God, God led these people to bring them into the promised land.
而神他也就带领了人类进入应许之地。
So God provided them give them the land, which is giving them flowing the milk and honey, and God's face always with them.
那神也带领给了他们流奶与蜜之地，也是给他们一块应许的地。
The story is continue go on the recovery. Yet they forsaken God, and then they lost the promised land.
那故事是一次又一次的，他们人类离开了神，然后离开了这个流奶与蜜之地。
So during the 320 years of time of these Israelites.They seeking for their life and seeking for idols and seeking for own, so that they are suffering even in the land of Canaan.
在十世纪里面的320年，人类他们就一直不断的离开神，然后要经历一些苦难。
And also, because life, you look at the Israelites, they trying to build a nation in the land of Canaan later.
我们可以看到以色列人，他们就希望能够在这个应许之地迦南地开始再重建他们的国。
But they forsaken God and then they lost the promised land.
而他们因为离弃了神，而他们失去了他们的应许之地。
Actually, God cast them out of the garden. The Garden of Eden, which is the Promised Land.
事实上，神就把他们赶出了这个应许之地，也就是就像这个伊甸园。
So God made their life like a wonder.
所以神就让他们的生命就在旷野里。
Then after 70 years, God bring them back to Jerusalem.
而之后神他又把这些人带回耶路撒冷。
You know, once you look at the story about Ezra and Nehemiah, this is a story of recovery and it's the story of gaining of the true joy. Ezra and Nehemiah.
那从以斯拉到耶利米这边，我们可以看到人又回去重新的耶路撒冷，那再重新得到喜乐。
After 400 years of this life, and they eventually losing their true God.
那在他们的生命里，在又也有离开他们的真神。
So Jesus came to the land of Canaan, land of the Judea, and bring this people back to God.
那当后来耶稣他也就来到世上，那再来到也就是犹大地，然后要把人再带归回神。
So Jesus talk about the land of Judea. These people called a lost sheep. Lost sheep.
那他们耶稣他也就是回到犹大地来把这些迷失的羔羊再呼叫回来。
He came to this world to deliver these people out of their sin.
那主耶稣他来到这个地上，他主要就是要让人类脱离罪恶。
Which is the picture you can tell during the time of Jesus, they're under the oppression of the Romans.
我们可以想象到主耶稣来到的这个地上的时候有受到罗马的政府的压力。
Actually, they lost the true authority of God and the guiding of God in the whole land.
那他们也失去了让神王来带领他们整片地。
Yeah, at that time, the land of Judea, all the religious leaders, the most of them already corrupted.
当时在犹太整个中犹太地里所有的宗教领袖们，他们都是非常的败坏。
At that time, there is a big temple that was continued to build in Jerusalem, but actually the Jerusalem.This temple is lost its own function to lead his own people.
那当时也让耶路撒冷的殿给毁了。事实上，耶路撒冷这个殿本来也已经失去这个能够带领人的功能了。
So, Jesus challenged to them and destroy this temple. I will build the church, build the temple of God within 3 days.
所以主耶稣他就有说，这个圣殿将会毁坏。而主耶稣他将要在3天之内再重复这个圣殿。
Actually, this picture is the same thing like a book of Ruth in chapter 1.
事实上，这个故事是跟路德记的第一章是很类似的。
Even though his own people have a great privilege and also the great blessing upon to them, but yet they are rejecting all the blessing.
事实上，这些人他们本来就有非常好的身份地位，而是他们自己失去。因为他们要脱离神，而他们失去了这些身份。
Since they lost all the privilege, and end up they are occupied by the other forces.
他们失去了他们尊贵的身份，事实上也是因为有其他的压力在对有给他们挑战。
The leadership is corrupted.
这个带领者主要的带领他们都已经。败坏了。
The temple and his function is corrupted.
而圣殿它自己本身里面的功能也已经败坏了。
Do we know that during the time of Jesus, he cleansed the temple a few times?
我们知道主耶稣当时曾经在圣殿来做洁净。
So actually, they lost a true king, a spiritual king in their life.
因为这些人类，他们已经失去他们真正内心的王宗宗教里的王
，which is the lost. We can say that the era of the lost.
我们可以说他们正在这个黑暗的时代里。
Because no true king within their life.
因为他们没有真正的王在他们的生命里面。
The last hour we'll talk about the first one from Mara to Naomi.
上一次我们有讨论，跟大家讨论过从苦到拿俄米。
Now, during the time of Ruth, this is during the time of judges.
在 路德记这段时间是在士师记的时代。
People, they think they're right, they think they're right and they follow their own ideas.
因为人自己靠着自己的知识认为自己是对的而去行。
There's no true word of God to lead their life.
他们没有真正神的话语来带领他们的生活。
Actually, their own idea lead their life as their own understanding. It seems right and they follow it.
都靠自己的主意、自己的意行认为来做决定。
It's important that we Christians, especially the 21st century, we can, how we can define this 21st century.
在这二十一世纪，我们基督徒应该要如何来看待这个二十一世纪呢
？We can define this era as like a under the spiritual famine within this generation.
我们可以说这个时代是。是在一个属灵的饥荒。
Well, in a sense, we have everything actually.
看起来我们事实上什么都有了。
It's hard to define this generation as a lost generation. It's hard to we can say this generation is a lack of, you know, spiritual things. Which is we are quite blessed. We have a church, we have a Bible, and we have a freedom of religions. It seems we have everything actually.
我们感觉上似乎我们好像在这个时代看不出有什么缺乏，因为我们有教会，我们有属灵的道理。
But once we truly coming back to ourselves, we can ask ourselves, is that era is a spiritually blessful era, or we are in the era we are facing of challenge?
那我们要是真正自己反省，看清自己，是不是到底我们？有这种样属灵上的饥荒，我们是不是在我们的属灵生命上面有得到挑战
？The word of God really, really, you know, inspire us. The word of God truly lead our heart, our life, our actions, our discerning. It all follow up. We have to ask ourselves.
我们有问自己，神的话语是不是真的有启发我们，让我来带领我们的生命，带领我们的路
？Yeah, well, of course.We can say we kneel down, we pray to God, and we pray with the speaking tongue.
我们可以说，我们跪下来，当我们祷告的时候，我们是用灵言来跟神祷告。
Yeah, how much the Spirit of God really lead our life and inspire, feel the Spirit is leading our life.
而我们到底有没有真正感觉到神的灵，他是在带领我们的生命呢
？Always we have to ask ourselves, and we have to facing of this challenge that we have to overcome it.
而我们自己必须要知道，我们必须要面对的这些挑战，必须要去战胜这些挑战。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11。
阿摩斯书第八章的第
Amos chapter 8 verse from 9 to 11.
阿摩斯书第八章的从第九节到第十一节。
Amos chapter 8 verse 8, chapter 8 verse 9 to 11.
阿摩斯书第八章第九节到十一节。
And it will come about that in that day, that declared the Lord God, that I shall make the sun go down at noon, and make the earth dark in the broad daylight ten. Then I shall turn your festival into mourning.And all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring a shackles of everyone's loins, and the baldness of every head. And I will make it like a time of mourning for an only son. The end of it will be like a bitter day. Verse 11. Behold, the day are coming, declared the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land.Not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the word of the Lord. And let me make this here, Amos 8 verse on this passage mentioned about the bitter days.
这段经节是提到了苦难的日子。
This is, the Amos was sent by God to prophesy to Israel.
这些话都是神交给阿摩斯。来让以色列人来知，来跟让他们知道。
Proclaim of the bitter days. You know, verse 10 of the last portion is mentioned about the, it will be like a bitter days.
来宣告他们在个第十节的最后一句，也就是至终如痛苦的日子一样。
Why? Because famine is in the land.
为什么？也就是因为这个饥荒已经降在地上。
The word of God mentioned that it's not a famine of the physical famine, but it's a spiritual famine because of the word of God is not with that man.
神说这个饥荒并不是在食物上的，而是属灵上的饥荒。
In our life, the king is very precious.
在我们的生命里，王对我们来说是非常的宝贵。
The entire nation is depends on the king's guiding the nation to be prosper or the nation to be weakened and also to under the chaos.
一切都是由王来带领，让这个国可以成为非常的通达。
We know sometimes the politics, we are some people very interested and very sensitive about that.
我们知道大家对很多人都对政治非常的关心。
Many times it depends on the leadership of the country, the politicians, who are elected, and the nation, the direction is changed.
有时候我们知道哪一位政治人物被选上，我们就知道这个整个国家它的方向就会有改变。
Our life is the same thing.
我们的生命也是一样的。
It depends on who choose for our God in our life. Life direction is changed.
主要是看谁在带领着我们，这些政治能够他们，因为他们也会影响我们的生命。
So let us ask ourselves, do I have a true king within our life?
所以我们要问我们自己，我们自己是不是也有一位真正的王住在我们生命里？
The Paul mentioned it in the book of Colossians.
保罗他在哥罗西书有说到。
Now we have to invite the true king within our life.
我们要让这个真王来进入我们的生命里。
The Colossians chapter 2.
哥罗西书的第二章
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7
哥罗西书的第二章第六节和第七节
Colossians chapter 2 verse 6 and 7
哥罗西书的第二章第六节到第七节
As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, verse 7
第七节
Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you wereinstructed and overflowing with gratitude. And Colossians chapter 2 verses 6 and 7, Paul mentioned that as you therefore you have received Christ Jesus as the Lord in your life.
在哥罗西书第二章第六节在这边就讲到你们已经接受了主耶稣在你的生命里了。
So that you can walk with him.
所以你要跟他同工。
So that when you walk, you can feel the word of God is with you.
所以你要与他同行，让他知道神是在你的生命里。
Who is Jesus in your life?
那谁是你的基督在生命里？
Jesus is the true king.
主耶稣他就是真王。
We know he never seeking for in this world, seeking for his kingship as a authority like in a man's way.
他并没有寻求，他没有让人寻求在这个地面上的王，不是属地面属世界上的事。
His path is following the true king to glorify God.
他是让的人带领的人能够学习怎么样来荣耀神。
True king is precious in our life.
真王在我们的生命里是珍贵的。
The Paul says verse 7, having been firmly rooted, which is put your root upon to the Lord Jesus.
这第七节这边保罗说，在他里面生根建造，那这个也就是要把这个基把我们的根要放在基督里。
No matter outside the world is a lot of maybe a famine out there, maybe.
我们可以或许想，这个世界上是充满了饥荒。
But your root put it down under the Lord Jesus.
可是你把你的根要扎在主耶稣里。
Maybe outside is blow the winds, maybe.
或许外面有刮大风。
Maybe storm came upon that.
也许有下大雨。
But you never be shaken because the word of God and hold your life.
可是你不会被移动，因为神的话语会支撑着你。
No one can take away your true joy.
没有人可以把你真正的喜乐给夺走。
We know that Naomi is a precious name.
我们知道纳俄米是一个很珍贵的名字。
Naomi is the true pleasant and joy.
纳俄米就是喜乐。
Apostle Paul, his life, since he understand the Lord Jesus is his Savior and a true King of Kings in his life. So his life converted his life and changed to his life direction.
当保罗他知道主耶稣他就是真王的时候，那他也了解了话语，就把他有 的生命也有了转变。
Before his life, his own pride and own understanding to lead his life.
以前保罗他本身是骄傲的，靠着自己的方式来带领自己。
That's how he persecuted Christians. We know that, right?
而当时他也逼迫了基督徒。
But once he met the Lord Jesus, his life changed.
当他认识了基督主耶稣以后，他的生命就有了改变。
The concept of joy, he started to get a grip the understanding of his life.
因为这个喜乐，他这个这个概念，他就有抓住自己的生命。
He reminds that his life came from the marrow. He knows that.
他提醒了自己，知道自己是从苦里面所出来。
He was among the sinner from among the sinners.
他是罪人中的罪人。
By the grace of the Lord, he was delivered out.
因为他是靠着神的恩典，他离开了那。
So you find out the book of Acts when he was in the prison, he praising God there.
所以当我们在读《使徒行传》的时候，我们知道每一次当他在监狱里，他还是在称颂神。
The one time is the book of Acts we study in the Tuesday night, we study the book of Acts nowadays.
我们现在正在星期二都在查考《使徒行传》。
It's amazing because Acts chapter 16 verse 25, they were cast into the, you know, the jail.
我因为在《使徒行传》十六章的二十五节，他们被抓到监狱里。
And actually, at that time, so they put him in the jail, in the deeper prison inside of the prison, actually.
他们是关在监牢监狱里面的监房监狱里面的监狱里。
According to the Acts chapter 16, verse 24, physically constraining of their from the freedom.
使徒行传十六章的二十四节，他们当时。被抓他们事实上把所有的自由都给被夺走了。
So Acts chapter 16:24, they say, threw them into the inner prison, which is a prison among the prison inside.
那在二十四节这边有记录，就把他们下在监内，在内的监里。
And then fastened their feet in the stocks, which is, you know, to capture their feet.
而他们还用了木狗把他们两只脚全部被铐起。
They cannot move.
他们连动都不能动。
At that time, Paul and Silas, they were the second trip of the, you know, the missionary.
这时候是保罗和希拉他们的第二次的宣道访。
Willing for to serve God, willing for to serving God and to preaching the gospel, but yet they're in this kind of situation.
他们是本来应该是在外面来宣道的，而他们正在这种样的状况里。
But once they are in this inner prison,
而他们还在监牢的监内。
And this is the midnight, verse 25, so there's no lights.
在二十五节这边讲到，这边这时候是在半夜，而且没有灯。
25, that Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymn of praising to God.
而在这边也说了，保罗和希拉他们都在祷告，还有唱赞美诗。
Other prisoners and also the jailer, they listen to they're seeing him on the midnight. It's amazing.
是非常奇妙的是，这些管囚犯的人，他们也听的，在侧耳的听。
Situations is a mirror.
这个状况是苦的。
But they overcome the physical mirror.It turned to be like a spiritual Naomi is in their life.
可是他们战胜了这个身上的这些苦，而他们进入灵里的喜乐。
A lot of kinds of we can say that uncertainty for the next days actually. They don't know what's going on the next day.
事实上，他们当时也并不知道第二天他们将会怎么样。
But yet they can rejoice God. They're praising God.
可是他们还是在称颂赞美神。还继续的喜乐。
Christian life, we have to think about it.
基督徒的生命，我们也需要思考。
Christian life is praising God.
基督徒的生命就是赞美神。
Now, within our daily life,
在我们的生命里
，How much we have a desire to praising God?
在我们的生活里，我们有多么大的欲望来赞美神
？Maybe everything's according to my way, then oh yeah, God help me, and then thank God, maybe.
那当我们在做行自己的事、做自己的 方式的时候，那达成什么事情，总是就说哦，感谢神啊。
What if things against us, against you know, against what I plan?
可是当时你的计划当时不顺畅的时候，对你有逼迫、
Against my expectation, what are you going to do?
这并不是我所想要的东西，那你要怎么做呢？
Still, we're going to praise in God.
那我们还是要赞美神。
If we lose, if we have lost our praising God, then we have to think about it. We lost something in our Christian life.
如果当时当你开始失去赞美神的心态的时候，那我你必须要再思考一下你自己基督徒的生命。
The fruit of lips is precious.
那从口里出来的果子是非常珍贵的。
If you look at the book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, you can tell, because last time we read it, but here the famine upon to the Bethlehem, and so Elimelech's whole family, they decided to move to the Moab.
当时我们在读路德记第一章到第五节第一节到第五节的时候，我们知道以利米勒他们从伯利恒搬出这个应许之地。
But once they moved down to the Moabites, they lost everything.
但后来他们搬到摩押的时候，他们失去了一切。
The husband is gone, and now is Naomi alone.
而这个丈夫他就死去了，就剩下了拿厄米。
He has two sons, but the two sons also gone after 10 years.
拿厄米有两个儿子，可是他们也相同的之后也死去。
Only the three ladies. One is Naomi as a mother-in-law and the two daughter-in-laws.
那当时就剩下了拿厄米，还有两个他的媳妇。
Two daughter-in-laws, they came from the Moabites.
这两个媳妇都是摩押人。
So the Naomi decided, I want to go back to promised land.
拿俄米他就决定了说他要回去他的应许之地。
And the people that later he came back to the Bethlehem, people said, wow, Naomi came back.
那之后当拿俄米他回到拿俄米回去伯利恒的时候，大家都说拿俄米回来了。
Don't call me Naomi, call me Mara.
当时拿俄米说：“不要叫我拿俄米，叫我马拉。”
My life is bitter.
我的生命是苦的。
I have no room for the praising God actually.
我事实上没有空间来赞美神。
God strike me.
神他责罚了我。
Taken away all my joy out of my life.
把我生命里所有一切的喜乐都夺取拿走了。
Sometimes in our daily life.
有时候我们生命里
outside of the surface we think we are Christians
在外表我们觉得我们是基督徒，
but truly we have to ask ourselves there's a joy within our hearts so we can praise God.
不过我们真正的必须要问自己，我们是不是有在赞美神呢？
Praising God and singing, because here we have a praising with the sing him, it is a blessing.
我们能够赞美神还来唱诗歌赞美他，这个是很大的福气。
If you are lost about this praising and joy, you have to recover it.
如果你失去了这种样的赞美的喜乐，那你必须要赶快修复自己。
We need this one in our Christian life.
我们需要这些在我们的基督徒生命里。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 13.
我们可以看一下希伯来书的第十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15 and 16.Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15.
希伯来书的第十三章的第十五节。
Through chapter 13 verse 15, book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 15.
希伯来书十三章的十五节。
Through him then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name.He had mentioned about that is a continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God.
在这边就讲到要常常以赞，颂赞为祭献给神。
This is not a conditional way of praising God. It's a continually offering up a sacrifice to praise of God.
这个并不是，这个不是光是提一个，属于一个属，赞美神的条件而已，而是要经常的这么样做。
So this is the fruit of lips that give thanks to his name, he says.
那这个也就是一个唇舌嘴唇上的果子来赞颂他。
So this is a Christian life within the blessing of God.
那这也就是基督徒他的生他的他知道他的生命里是被神来赞美他。
But Naomi's family they moved to the Moabites, they lost this praise.
当拿俄米他们全家到了摩亚地的时候，他们失去了赞美。
But actually they recovered their praise in the book of Ruth chapter 4.
后来他们。后来又自己重归重新自己修复，在第四章的时候，他们又得到了。
All the women in the town.
所有的一切妇女在这个城市里。
They praise to God for the Naomi.
他们都赞为了路德而赞美神。
She recovered all the inheritance from the husband that the generation after generation, but she lost, but later she gained everything back.
当时他离开的时候，他失去了一切的产业，而当后来他又得到了。
Now she having a son through the Ruth.
那他又重得一个从路德那边的关系，他又重得了一个儿子。
Restoring the hope and restoring the inheritance.
那又重新得到他的身份，还有他的一切财产。
So the book of Ruth, the story from the Mara to Naomi, is.Makes sense for Christians.
而路德记它的从它里面所提到从苦到甜，这些都是对基督徒来讲是完全有道理的。
Praise and sing him to the Lord. It is precious.
称颂赞美神，这些都是非常的珍贵。
Every Saturday we come to the Lord. We are gathered together. We're praising God and as this worship, and also we, with the word of God, we worshiping God.
每星期六我们来到教会里，大家聚在一起来称颂神，来赞美神。
It is a Christian life.
这个就是基督徒的生活。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5.
我们可以看一下以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18 to 21.
以弗所书的第五章。
Chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, verse from 18 to 21.
第五章从18节到21节，以弗所书第五章的18节到21节。
18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is a dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Verse 20.
20.
Always give thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. 21.
21.
And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Here, the Paul mentioned about that. This is a we can say Christian models. This is a Christian, true church's models.
那这个保罗他就是在让我们知道，这个就是一个基督徒应该要有的要有的方式。
If our direction to turn around from the world, we come back to God and Spirit of God lead our life.
当我们回头到神面前的时候，神会再重新带领我们的生命。
We don't have to get drunk from this world, but here it says be filled with the Spirit.
我们不需要在这个世界上得到用来醉酒，而我们需要神这个需要神的话。
Because we restore the true King in our life, so the Spirit lead our life.
因为我们重修需要让神来带领我们的生命。
Spirit help us give us peace within our heart.
他来帮助我们，让我们生命可以再得到平安。
The Spirit will lead us into the truth.
圣灵会带领我们进入真理。
The Spirit of God do not leave us alone as orphan, but He being with us forever.
神的灵不会让我们变成孤儿，他会一直的带领着我们。
This is the picture of the restoring of the true God within our life.
这个就是重新跟神修复关系在我们生命里。
God is us different.
神就会变得不同。
The within heart, we can find out the joy within our heart.
那我们必须要在我们的心里，可以在这种样子找到。
Sometimes our life can turn the tendency of the godly direction to the very dry in our life because we're getting into busy in our life.
因为我们的生命有时候会开始，有时候会变得枯燥，会发现非常的枯燥。
Instead of looking for praise others, but we're looking for other people's faults sometimes.
有时候我们不会来赞颂人，我们甚至于有时候来看人的缺点。
Easily get irritated by something.
很容易的，我们心里就变成有很不莫名其妙的敏感。
There's not enough heart to accept others.
我们的心里似乎没有办法来容纳或者忍受人。
Because the moment we're losing our true joy means we're actually walking away from the Bethlehem spiritual one.
因为有时候我们 就在这时候失去了我们真正的里面的喜乐。
We have to alert at the moment.
这种喜乐好像就好像离开了伯利恒，那我们必须要提醒自己。
If we continue to move on our life, push and our hardened heart to continue moving to the direction to our flesh, and we lose everything.
如果我们很硬心的继续用我们属血的生命来带领自己，那我们将会失去一切。
Our life is supposed not to be marred to the miserable.
我们不应该是让我们的生命从苦到迷失。
Maybe today is marred, maybe.
也许明天就是苦。
But we have to turn to the direction to the Naomi, which is spiritual blessing and spiritual joy.
我们应该来让自己达到拿厄米，也就是田，让我们可以寻找到真正的。
When the Peter wrote the book of, you know, the book of the apostle, the letter of the Peter, first letter.
那当我们知道有彼得前书他写的。
Yeah, Peter talk about the living hope.
彼得前书他说了，就是我们生命里的希望。
Maybe we encounter a lot of difficulties because we're Christians.
也许我们在生命里有碰到很多困苦，可是这我们必须要战胜。
He mentioned that you have been distressed, which means a lot of stress maybe.
他说了，我们将会碰到很多压力。
Because of different kind of trials.
因为有不同的挑战。
Because you're Christians, so you have to you go through the rough way of your life, maybe possible.
而也许做一个基督徒，你必须要面对很多困难。
Especially during the time of the Peter's, at that time, actually, a physical kind of a persecution is eventually come close to the, you know, Christianity at that time.
尤其在彼得他的那个世代，他所面对有很多对基督徒的挑战。
A time of apostolic time of prospering is continue. It seems like a prospering, yet there is a.Dark cloud of the persecution come upon following up after that time.
当时看起来好像一切属灵的生命都好像应该是很好的，可是事实上对基督徒的压力是非常的大。
Peter asked them to greatly rejoice.
而彼得却要他们要非常大大的喜乐。
Even though now for a little while, He mentioned about it, if necessary, you have been distressed by the various trials.
他说，彼得对他们说，虽然现在你们有很大的试炼。
Because this is actually for the coming of your blessing.
因为这些事实上是从你的喜乐里面给拿出的。
So Christian life, no matter what circumstance, sometimes another direction which is against our expectation.
所以我们属于基督徒的生命。有时候就是我们所想要的，而却偏偏发生在我们不想要的。
We have no reason to losing our joy.
那我们不能失去我们的喜乐。
We know Galatians chapter 5 mentioned about that there is a, you know, the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
我们知道在加勒太书的第五章有提到我们属灵的果子。
Because you remember, right? Because this is the nine of the list of the fruit. If you remember.
或许你们都还知道这个属灵的果子。
And here, the Paul mentioned that, Galatians chapter 5 verse 20 to say, but the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy.
而在这个加拉太书的第五章的二十节说，这个属灵的果子是爱和是仁爱和喜乐。
I hope you have a love and joy within your heart.
我希望你们是有喜。有爱也有这些喜乐在你们的心里。
Every time you come to the Lord and come to the church, you find out the joy because of the brother and sister together.
我希望你们每一次来到神的圣殿里面都可以看到在弟兄姐妹之间都有
maybe sometimes,
都有喜乐。
Sometimes you can see the some members always, you know, bugging you, maybe bother you, pick on you, maybe.
也许你会发现 觉得有一些信徒他在旁边在来骚扰你。
That's okay. They come to the church. Thank God they're healthy. They come to the service together. We worship them with them.
没有关系，反正我们也是在星期，他们还是来了神的殿，在星期六来一起来一起赞美神。
Once you start to hate them,
当你开始讨厌他们的时候
，Every Saturday is Mara.
每一个星期六就变苦了。
Don't you think so? You make yourself the reason to be Mara on the Sabbath, then.
不是吗？是你自己让自己得到这种苦。
But thank God, God helped them bring them into the, you know, the chapel we have worshiped together.
我们应该感谢神，还是带领了他们，让我们一起来这里敬拜神。
Kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
神的国不是在乎吃喝。
Kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神的国是和平喜乐在他的国里。
We have to ask ourselves, there's joy within our heart.
我们必须问我们自己，心里是不是有喜乐呢？
Once the joy controls our heart,
当这个喜乐来控制我们的心，
rejoice is a blessing to be out.
那我们就会充满了福气，会很开心。
Everything turned to be the blessing.
所有的一切都可以看成为福气。
Even the Paul, he talk about his thorn in his body.
甚至于连保罗，他讲到那根刺在他的背后。
When God says, "My grace is sufficient for you,"
神说我给你的恩典是足够的。
He chose the thorn as a grace of God.
他
He chose the thorn as a grace upon God.
他事实上他还把那根刺当作为一个恩典。
And sometimes we can say that, you know, the joy is conditional without.
我们可以有时候可以讲说，这个喜乐是带着条件。
But joy is unconditional.
事实上，喜乐是没有条件的。
But once we depart from God,
可是当我们离开神的时候
，even though we are in the chapel, maybe.
或许我们在这个圣殿
，even though we pray to God.
虽然甚至于当我们在跟神祷告
，there's no joy control and manage our heart.
我们有一个喜乐来控制着我们，来管理着我们。
Life itself turned to be tomorrow then.
那我们的生活就离开了苦。
Sometimes our worldly things can entangle with our heart to pull away from the joy.
有时候世界上的事情会到我们的心里面来。来骚扰我们，让我们离开这个喜乐。
Jesus mentioned about this thorn in his heart.
主耶稣说这个荆棘的比喻。
It's to say we have to remove it.
我们必须把荆棘拿掉。
Only is possible with the word of God to remove it.
就只有靠神的话语可以才可以把它拿掉。
And also we should not to depart from the Bethlehem.
那我们还要确定我们不离开伯利
恒。Bethlehem is a place where the word of God is there.
伯利恒里面就充满神的话语。
We suppose not to. Maybe there's excuse that we can move to the Moabites.
也许我们可以为自己找个理由来到摩押地。
Why Elimelech's whole family moved to the Moab?
为什么以利米勒他们全家到了摩押地呢
？I'm sure because he and Naomi overheard that the Moabites' land may be full of, you know, physical food and a lot of things that they make their life to be more comfortable.
我相信当时拿俄米还有以利米勒他们都听说了摩押地他那边物质盛产，可以让他们的生命得到充足。
But we should not be tempted by the word.
不过我们不要被这些话所有试炼。
The Lord followed his own eyes to choose the land of the Jordan Valley, eventually reached to the Sodom.
那就是。就好像圣经里所讲的，不要不要看眼看的这个Sodom Gomorrah， 就是不要看这个好像充满物质生好的地。
Solomon he changes true God in his life.
所罗门他也他也是选错人。
He started worship the idols later.
他开始慢慢的也开始在崇拜偶像了。
Adam and Eve, they're out of curiosity, out of the flesh.
那亚当与夏娃他们因为他们的好奇心，在他们的私欲里。
They move out of the promised place of blessing of a Garden of Eden.
而因此他们离开了伊甸园。
We better not leave the Bethlehem.
所以我们不要离开伯利恒。
A true God who is there to lead our life.
因为我们需要真神来带领我们，来我们的生命。
Once we walk away from God and walk away from the church.
当我们离开神的话语还有教会。
Eventually we choose the idol then.
那我们当时，我们也就会开始选择偶像。
Jesus mentioned that we cannot serve the two masters.
主耶稣也说过了，我们不可以有二主。
If the world pulling away from our heart, then we can serve this world. Then,
那当神的话语来离开我们的心的时候，我们就没有办法来服侍他。
We supposed not to rely upon our own interest, our own understanding.
我们不可以依靠着我们自己的想法。
Man has a limitation. Bible says.
因为圣经有说我们人是有限制的。
We can only trust in God.
我们只可以依靠神。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 2.
我们可以看一下以赛亚书的第二章。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 22.
以赛亚书的第二章的第二十二节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 22.
以赛亚书第二章的二十二节。
Stop regarding man whose breath of the life is in his nostril, for why should he be esteemed? He means to stop regarding man whose breath of the life is in his the nostril.
那在这边就是讲到人们的鼻孔里不过有气息。
In other words, do not trust yourself, which means.
另外一句话，也就是说，不要光信靠自己。
So within our life, I never trust my own capability, ability. We can say, yeah.
我们也可以说，在我们的生命里，我们不可以光靠着我们自己的能力。
During that we study the book of Acts, we find out.
当我们在讨论。使徒行传的时候，我们有发现。
We know the Barnabas and Paul, they're the great work of God.
我们知道巴拿巴还有保罗，他们都是神非常好的工人。
When they made the first missionary trip, God blessed them.
当时他们头一次的宣道旅程中，神给他们充满了祝福。
They will find out all the church they pray for them and pray for even pray with the you know the fasting prayer for them.
我们发现很多教会都为他们祷告，甚至于禁食祷告。
So they were sending to the outside of the world.
而他们也就被差派到了外面外地去。
But we find out the second trip, second missionary trip was a little bit different.
我们发现他的第二个行程就有点不同了。
The Barnabas and the Paul, they have a desire to preach the gospel. Yes.
的确，保罗还有巴拿巴，他们都有这个欲望来把神的话
给传出。But they never asked the church to pray for them.
可是，在第二次巡，他们的并没有要，没有让教会
为他们祷告。They have own idea to initiate the second missionary trip.
他们靠着自己的主意来进行他们第二次的宣道。
But the little things that occurred and it becomes the issue for the fighting each other for that.
那因为一点小小的事情，他们就有了争执。
The mark.Whether we're descending together, they just join together for not only little things actually.
那就是一就进入了苦，而就是因为一点小小的事情来争执。
They were separated the second missionary trip.
那在他们第二次的宣道旅程的时候，他们就分开了。
I think they think the same thing like a first trip.
我想他们或许他们以为这个宣道旅行程就像第一次一样。
The Bible never said they prayed together at the beginning.
那在圣经里面并没有说他们要去之前他们有祷告
just go ahead.
他们就直接去了。
Sometimes we rely on our own understanding, our own capability.
有时候就靠着我们自己的想法还有能力去行事。
God has to be with us. We should not depart from the rely on God.
神必须要与我们同在，我们不可以离开他。
God lead our life.
因为他带领了我们的路子行
程。God feeding our daily bread.
他喂养我们每一天的食物。
This is true life of Christianity.
这个就是真正属基督徒的生命。
We better not leave the Bethlehem.
所以
house of God. The house of bread.
所以我们不可以离开伯利恒，也就是有灵粮的圣殿。
And let us sing him and finish 380.
那我们一起唱赞美诗380首。